Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Tyler Forsey, Centralia Lady Panthers head wrestling coach, after a split night against Southern Boone and Moberly. You had some good matches tonight, Coach. What sticks in your mind?
Yeah, well, you know, I think our kids are starting to kind of figure out what works for them. And, you know, we're very young, so, you know, it takes a little while to kind of figure out what their niche is and how they what style of wrestling they want to do, you know, on top, what moves, you know, there's so many moves you can do. And I think sometimes with these new kids, they got to really narrow it down a little bit. And I think they're starting to figure out kind of what works for them and what they like to run. And, you know, we're starting to see a little more success like that. And, you know, there was a few of the kids didn't get matches tonight that I was kind of hoping to. I was hoping Jalen Woods would get a match. You know, that she's a kid that's really been working hard in the wrestling room and has picked it up and really had a lot of strides throughout this season. So, you know, it's kind of nice to see her, you know, working hard, and I'd like to see her get a little payoff of getting a few matches in tonight, but that's all right. We'll get a Monday for sure.
Yes, sir. As unofficially, it looks like you lost to Southern Boone 42-36, but beat Moberly 45-6. Does that sound about right?
That does sound right. Yes, that does sound right.
We can boil it down.
Yeah, I mean,
lost Southern Boone,
beat
Moberly.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And then, you know, J.C. Shelton had a really big match. She beat, you know, a returning state champion tonight and didn't wrestle her best match, but, you know, found a way to win. And I think that says a lot about her. And, you know,
she kind of came from behind after a surprise. Bad first few minutes.
Yeah, you know, she fought off her back, and, you know, that's not something that girls typically do a real good job of. You know, they a lot of times when they're on their back, they don't get off of it. And, you know, she did a good job of getting off her back and getting the reversal, and then, you know, she kind of set the tone from there. You know, would have liked to have seen her be maybe a little more clean on what she was doing. But, you know, when you're going against a quality opponent like that and you make a mistake and they capitalize, for her to come back the way she did, I'm pretty proud of her. And Madison Shelton, I thought, had a very good night tonight. You know, she looked good against her opponent from Southern Boone. I thought she, you know, was in good control, and she transitioned very well from her feet to her top positions.
Yes, both the Shelton sisters won by pin against Southern Boone and against Moberly.
Yeah, and then, you know, Jamila Juma, she had a good match.
She won by pin against Moberly, too. Talk about Miss Juma for a moment.
You know, she's come on quite a way. So, you know, she's starting to get to the point where she's getting a little more confident, I think, in what she can do and being maybe a little more aggressive out there. And, you know, she found some success. So
what's next for the Lady Panthers?
Monday we go to Mexico. So got a tournament in Mexico that we'll go to.
Well, thank you, Coach Tyler Forsey, and good luck down the road.
All right, thank you.